Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Blue Kool-Aid drinkers,
oh, yeah.
We are back. It is halfway through November. We are recording this on November 16th, and we are ready for the Lions to get that winning streak up to 3 games in a row, move to 4-6 this week as they travel to East Rutherford, New Jersey, to play the New York Giants, the 7-2 New York Giants. We'll get into all that in a moment. We'll preview this game, but first, let's get to the Blue Kool-Aid crew. We got the whole crew here. So I'm Big Z. Let's get to the rest. We got UJ.
Hey, everybody.
Bob.
Hello.
Run Dog.
Yo.
Connor looking good in that lion sweater.
Thank you. It was an Etsy purchase for like $30, and it's been amazing.
All right. So let's dive into it, shall we? So the Lions traveling to New York to play the NFC New York team, the New York Giants, who are a surprising 7-2. Now, if you believe in analytics, they are one of the worst 7-2 teams in NFL history. they rank low in DVOA. They don't rank high in anything but rushing yards, basically, this team. But they have found ways to win games at the end, something that the Lions didn't start doing till recently this season. But nonetheless, the NFL usually comes down on the last play, and they have done it well. They have new coach Brian Daboll, Wink Martindale, the old Ravens defense coordinator, who loves the blitz. This is a team that loves the blitz a lot. But first, let's get to some injury news, some positive news a little bit. Romeo Aquara back at practice for the first time this year. I don't know what that means, but he's out there on the field at least. What do we think of that? Positive? Thumbs up?
Well, yeah.
Definitely. It's progress.
For him, yeah, of
be a nice then, boost in the second half.
I don't know if this is news, but they said Jameson Williams might be back at practice in a couple weeks. I don't know if that's really news, but.
Didn't they start his clock or whatever? Like
Not yet. They're going to start it after Thanksgiving clock. Is what Campbell was saying.
Okay.
Right. So who knows when they'll actually be back still.
Oh, I was thinking of Chark. Chark is who the
Chark,
clock
yes. Thank yeah. you. That was the last guy I wanted to get to. DJ Chark also back.
Big.
Practice.
If you ask me, that's big.
If you've seen the Lions receiving core, it's a little rough out there. Even when Chark wasn't playing great this season, he still made an impact
Definitely.
On the offense, I feel.
Yeah, no, they desperately need him back or somebody.
So Lions injury report this week. Ragnow, no practice. Obviously dealing with that foot injury. He's had that nagging foot injury kind of all year, but he's managed to play. Hopefully he can power through it. Jamal Williams had an illness. Reynolds is still out. Trinity Benson didn't practice. Josh Pascal did not practice either. He's a new one on the injury report. Knee issues.
Yeah, I hope he's okay. He's been
Deshaun Elliott might be trending towards playing this week. That'd be nice to get him back. And Ooh. Swift, whoever you think of him, he's a full practice. He has no injury designation. He didn't have it last week either. Malcolm Rodriguez also back at full practice, so that's good to see.
That's good.
Rodrigo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, the Giants. this is an interesting team. Still led by Daniel Jones.
Danny Dimes.
Yes.
Respect on his
and name. Obviously the strength of this team is their running game. Saquon Barkley leads the NFL in rushing yards right now. And
what a comeback for
yeah.
him. I feel like he like had a
well, he's had a lot of injuries. He's had a lot of yeah. season-ending injuries his first 2 years in the NFL. Or three. But
glad
yeah, great
healthy,
year
finally.
For him. He's Daniel Jones runs the ball too. He'll probably his over under will probably be around 40 yards for this game. So the Lions maybe learned some lessons last week about reading a speed option. Daniel Jones is not Justin Fields in terms of speed, but he does have some legs on him. So the running game obviously huge for this Giants team. And then their wide receiver core is pretty entertaining. It's Darius Slayton, Wandell Robinson, and of course Kenny Galladay, but Kenny Galladay has been pretty much relegated to like emergency fill in at wide receiver for this team, which is hilarious considering he is the highest paid receiver by a wide margin on this team. I know we talked about it before, but let's yeah. bring it up again, shall we? The Lions, good trade.
Yeah, it looks like we moved on from him at the right time.
Good non-signing, yeah. For
good
the Lions.
Non-signing, thank you. Yeah,
I liked Kenny G back when he was with us, and he did some good work for us, but I think the
kinda
signs were there. That he was declining.
Kind of reminds me of when we traded Roy Williams for like a massive haul, and then he was like very this
to the
wasn't
Cowboys
as bad for the Cowboys, but he didn't play that great for the Cowboys, and we got a big haul.
Pettigrew.
This kind of reminds me of that. It's not exactly the same situation, but man, that has been a bad signing for the Giants.
Oh, horrible! I mean, he dropped one right in the breadbasket last week, and probably should have caught another one, and he just got booed immediately. I mean, they're tired of seeing it. He is. His attitude isn't great. He's been playing horrible. I don't even know if he has a touchdown since he's been with the Giants. That's how bad it is.
Seems pretty typical of like a St. Rita guy, you know.
What?
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You realize most of our listeners don't know what you're talking about.
How do they not? I mean, it's only been brought up a thousand times on this
have we ever described it to the high school that you went to? And the guy they went to the same high school. I just don't know if we've ever actually explained it to the
Yes, we've talked about that.
Yes, okay. Of course.
Refresher, though.
It has been discussed before, but probably like 3 years ago. Yeah. Maybe a refresher's in order.
He's a good St. Rita guy. He's just a bad receiver right now. He's a good person. But
there you go.
Yeah.
That's the high school from the first shot of Rudy. Right?
Yeah.
They did film the scenes there.
Yeah.
Rudy. Yeah.
It was, yeah.
So for our listeners that are film fans.
St. Rita High School posed as Joliet Catholic High School in that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And just as a footnote, they also
and
used
got
the movie Stir of Echoes they shot at St. Rita part of it.
So they did, yeah.
We are getting way too let's bring it back to the football game, shall we? On the defensive side of the ball, they got some players. Dexter Lawrence, probably their best defensive player. Defensive tackle. Good matchup for our interior D line. Hopefully Ragnow is healthy and ready to go. Dexter Lawrence leads the team in sacks with 5 from the interior. That's pretty good. Obviously Kayvon Thibodeau, this is a good chance for Hutchinson to show that the Lions made the right choice in the defensive end by showing him up this week.
He didn't practice today with an illness.
Thibodeau?
Yeah, Thibodeau.
Yeah. I haven't heard anything really about him yet.
Maybe he's just making up an illness this week so he doesn't have to go against be compared to Hutch this week.
Does he put up any stats this year?
He only has 1 sack. He hasn't done a whole lot. He only has 12 tackles. He was hurt for a little while. They eased him back.
Game, set, match. Connor. We have won the draft.
One of their better defense players, Xavier McKinney, is out still because he broke his hand ATVing in Cabo. And during the bye week,
wow.
That was 2 weeks ago. He said it was an ATV sightseeing tour, and there was a accident that wasn't his fault. Whether they believe that or not, to each his own. But nonetheless, broken hand on bye week in Cabo. Those are the facts.
His head was early in this season, huh?
Leonard Williams is there, but again, like they have a couple linebackers. They have a few linebackers. I think 6 different linebackers with sacks on this team. They love to blitz. Wink Martindale, the old Ravens defensive coordinator, if you don't remember how they used to operate too. Same way. It's like 40% blitz. They're super aggressive because they don't have the best personnel per se, and they try to make up with its scheme. And the Lions need to take advantage of that. Hopefully, this is another big Amon-Ra week in the short passing game. You know what's really interesting to me that I saw on ESPN today? Dan Orlovsky is breaking it down. I saw videos going around. This is the NFL right now is averaging 11 yards per completion, which is the lowest since 1939. And the run game in the NFL is averaging 4.5 yards per carry, which is the highest in NFL history if the season ended today. I just thought that was really interesting, the trends going on in the NFL. The NFL is crazy right now about nickel defense. The average team in the NFL plays 60% nickel defense right now, and teams are taking advantage of that by
using
the run game. Yeah, and a lot of two-man defense, like two in the back, so there's a lot of underneath throws as well. I just thought it was a really interesting fact, and I don't know if the Giants operate that way necessarily, but I this came up in my head right now because I was thinking about the quick passing game that I think the Lions are going to need to use against the Giants defense. But I'll stop talking. What do you guys think about this matchup with the Lions against the Giants here? If anybody wants to go,
maybe I'll go. I like it. Thoughts. I like. I'll go.
Thank
I'll
you,
go.
Connor.
I think it's a good chance to keep building some momentum and maybe get this team a little bit of respect. Like we said, like the Giants are a massive media market and they're 7-2. So I think there's already like media hype around them. And I think, like you've said, the stats are there to prove that, like, if we can shut down Saquon Barkley and force Danny Dimes to throw it, kind of like last week with Fields, Danny's got a little bit of mobility, but not like him, but I think if you can contain him and keep him in the pocket, and Hutch can have another big game, I think this won't be an easy game by any means on the road, but I think we can definitely come away with a victory here.
Yeah, absolutely. How about you, Bob?
Yeah, I like this matchup too. Like you said, they're 7-2, but kind of a weak 7-2. I mean, we'd take the wins for sure, but it's tough to win on the road, but I like the way the Lions are trending, and I'm not sure that the Giants are getting much better, so... I think it's a very winnable game.
Mm. UJ, what are you looking for?
Yeah, well, I agree. I think it's really weird that Wink Martindale, used to be a game show host, Tic-Tac-Doe, if anybody remembers, went into football coaching, and apparently he's doing pretty good at it. But just thought I'd bring that
UJ,
up.
UJ, what the
but,
hell are you talking about?
I know what he's talking about. It's a game show.
I don't either.
You're too young. You're too young.
Wink Martindale.
Oh, my God. I'm showing my age again. No, but I do. I like this matchup simply for the fact the way the Lions are trending right now, the way our defense is playing, and the way we're playing disciplined football. And that, on top of the fact that I think our offense is better than theirs, I think we're going to pull one out in the end in this one. I think we have a slight edge here, aside from the fact that we're on the road, which I don't know. It's going to be a pretty tough game, though, but I think we can definitely win this one.
Yeah. I mean, Rud Dog, Goff got his. His one game already in the cold last week in Chicago, and now he's got another one in the cold. It's aiming to be about 35 degrees again for this one.
Goff will be fine. He's tough. Honestly, a big thing is the offense in him and the offensive line doing a good job this week. If they're going to be so blitz-heavy, he's got to be hot on his reads and all that, getting the ball out of there clean and keeping that pocket clean. But I like this matchup, even though, honestly, I think I read that stat a different way than everyone else. The way they're winning these games, telling me this is a really gritty team, a team that's going to take it down to the wire every single time, and you can't sleep on them, kind of like we are. But I still like our matchup. I think we're going to outclass them, and I think we have more grit, and we're going to show that this week.
I'm wondering if you're going to pick the Giants in this one. I can't wait to hear the picks.
Stay tuned. Might not
obviously,
think.
We all know the Lions' leading wide receiver, Amon-Ra St. Brown, 518 yards on the season. If I look up, I'm looking up how many. By the way, Justin Jefferson on pace for 2,000 receiving yards this year. Just want to throw that out there.
He is playing
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Kirk Thuggins is doing it this year, man.
Well, he hasn't played in prime time in a while. But anyways, Tyreek Hill, 1,100 yards. Guess how many yards the leading wide receiver on the Giants has, and can you guess who it is?
Ted Wiggins.
What's that?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Does anybody know who at least the leading receiver?
Kenny Galladay.
No.
Well, definitely not him.
The one I know. So.
Saquon Barkley.
I don't know.
Yeah, actually, that's a good guess.
He's second on the team.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm going to say it's 360 yards, but I can't.
Not a bad guess. 327 yards, and it's Darius Slayton. Kenny Galladay. Kenny Galladay, Road Dog, 22 yards.
A hard fought 22.
Yeah.
One for 15, another for 7. That is it. But either way, this is a bad wide receiving core, which, I mean, they definitely were lacking talent already, but throw in the fact that Daniel Jones is already not known as a prolific passer. Stop the run with this team. You are in great shape to win the game. You guys think Lions are favored or underdogs this week?
Underdogs.
They're definitely underdogs on the road. Mm-hmm.
Against a way higher record
three
team.
Points
three and a half
underdogs.
Points.
Three-point underdogs.
Really?
I think
that's
three
it?
Half, no, it's three.
They're getting some
over
respect.
Over-under 45 points. But is there anything else you guys want to discuss before we get into it? Or do you want to dive in?
This game is screaming the over.
All right. Well, let's see what you think, Connor, because we're about to do our ever-famous predictions. So that's right. As I mentioned, Lions 3-point underdogs. Over under 45. And Connor, you sound like you have a prediction ready to go, so let's hear it.
Yep. So right out the gate, the Giants are going to do some things, and everyone's going to be like, why didn't Aaron Glenn even think to prepare for this? And that's just what's going to happen, because that's Aaron Glenn. That's what he does. But eventually, we're going to get Saquon under control, and Jared Goff's going to be airing it out. I hope Swift starts playing like the running back I know he can be. I think we're going to win a close one, but a high-scoring one, 31-28. Jared Goff driving for a game-winning field goal to clutch the win.
Ooh. All right.
I think he's some Kool-Aid on the Aaron Glenn there, Connor.
When he proves otherwise, I'll drink some
All right. Let's go to UJ.
All right. Well, this is going to be definitely a gritty game. Good way to put it. These going to be two tough teams going at it. It's going to be a tough one, okay? It's going to be a battle that right down to the end. I don't think this is going to be as high scoring as everyone thinks it's going to be. I'm thinking a more lower scoring, like 24-21 Lions. But it's going to be a tough one. I think Goff's going to have a good game. Couple touchdown passes, and our defense is going to make a couple key stops in the end. And I think they're going to make a real concerted effort to stop the run and keep Saquon Barkley under 100 yards in this game. And the Lions pull it out in the end, 24-21.
Ooh.
All right. All right. Let's go to Run Dog.
All right. So, hot take here. DeAndre Swift is going to outrush Saquon Barkley in this game and Daniel Jones combined.
What about Jamal Williams?
That's going to be pretty easy because this defense is going to hold them to a combined 42 yards on the ground. Our defense is going to continue to build on its progress, and they're not only going to be an opportunistic defense, they're going to put it together so we can shut it down. But you know what? It's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a grinder, and I think they'll get some stuff through the air. It's not going to be complete shutdown on movements, but I think they're going to keep them out of the end zone completely. I think the final score is going to be 27-0, but it's going to be one of those games where it's a lot closer for a long time, where they kind of keep us held on, but then we break out in the end for a runaway victory to go home.
All right.
27-0.
What was
the final score again?
Detroit, 27-0.
Oh, okay.
Shutout, baby.
All right. Why are you so low in the Lions offense this week?
Oh, no, it's just I think it's going to be a tough. I mean, 27 points is pretty good.
All right, it's just way lower than I usually predict. That's why I was, you know, concerned for you a little bit.
Yeah, it was just because it's a tension game. This is a gritty team we're going to play, so I think they're just going to be it's going to be a little bit of a grinder early on, and that's just going to break out in our favor.
Huh. There you go. All right, let's bring it over to Bob.
All right. Well, I'm not on the train with that man crush on Brian Daboll that's going on with the Rud Dog there. I don't think the grit is in Detroit. This is what we're all about. Now, as any of you know who I'm going to go less scientific with this pick this week. Anyone who has a Taylor Swift fan in your family, you know that tickets went on sale this week. They have three shows scheduled at MetLife Stadium. And in 2014, Taylor Swift was at Ford Field where she altered the lyrics to Stay, Stay, Stay to include the Detroit Lions in the song. So there's the power of the Swifties.
Can you sing that section of the song for us?
Yes, please.
Stay, stay. I don't know. He's came in wearing a lion's helmet. I don't remember. I don't know the lyrics. But anyway, that's not important. So there's all this Swiftie energy going right now, which is going to go into our own running back, Swift, who's going to have a huge game. And they're going to tear up the MetLife Stadium. Now, the Giants have only given up 27 points at the most to the Seahawks this year. We're going to finally expose them. We score 35 points on the road.
Nice.
Defense is going to step up. 35-10 Lions. So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
I want your offensive prediction, Bob.
Wow.
I changed mine.
That was powerful. I wonder if something inspired that Swift.
That is.
Yeah, being sorry, online for tickets yesterday for 6 hours. But that's...
I was too for the LA show and I missed.
Wow. All right. Well, I went a different direction. So as Bob mentioned, yeah, the Giants are not giving up more than 27 this season. The highest scoring game they've had was against Green Bay, where they it was 27-22, so 49 points in a game. That seems to be kind of the zone that they are in. I'm going to go 28-17 Lions. I think this is a great matchup for them. The D tackles are really going to have to step up in this one, though. Bugs and McNeil. I want to see them right off the bat, blowing off the ball, not getting blown back 5 yards. And I like this matchup. If they shut down the run, I really like the way our secondary has been playing lately. So 28-17. I think Jamal Williams has a pair of touchdowns in this game. I'm still concerned about Swift, as I mentioned in the last episode. We got to see him lower shoulder once here before I get full confidence back in him. But nonetheless, there you have it. We all predict a Lions victory.
All right.
Oh, baby.
How about that?
And we've been right the last 2 weeks.
Hey.
Game winning streak and predictions as well. It always coincides with how the Lions are doing.
20% of the time, we're right every time.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. So I think that's going to wrap it up for us here. And we want to thank SidelineReport.com for hosting the podcast. Always greatly appreciate that. Go check out all their articles on there. Instagram at Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid. Twitter at Drinking Lions. Follow us on there. Let us know your predictions for this upcoming game, because we got this game and then Thanksgiving, baby. It's a good time to be a Lions fan.
Hell yeah.
And 3-6, but
get on the train, baby. Super Bowl.
Stack them
up. Woo!
Not out of it yet. Not out of it yet.
Yeah. Hey, if the Vikings can beat the
Bills, we're right on track as far as I'm concerned.
For another time.
That's perfect. Right. We can end the season, 11-6. We're right there.
Hey, one quick note on the Bills. Did you see they're supposed to have like 6 feet of snow on Sunday? So
I did, yeah. Yeah, that'd be
really interesting to see how that goes.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be bonkers. That would be absolutely wild.
Like when we played Philly.
Was that the Eagles we played when Megatron had, like, he caught the ball and there's his helmet was just filled with snow.
Yeah.
Who went off?
That was the Eagles.
We had the wrong shoes that day, remember?
What running back went off that Westbrook, game for us?
Was that Westbrook or somebody had two?
Oh, it was.
I remember, at least in Buffalo, Chris Johnson went off for the Titans in Buffalo when they had a
for them, it was he's Shady McCoy. That's who it was.
LeSean
McCoy was the running back against us.
All right, good call.
But our running back had a great game too until the end when theirs went off better. Who was it?
We had that guy return Ross game. Ran back two kicks.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Ross.
It was nuts.
Jeremy Ross.
Jeremy Ross. I heard you. Okay. Jeremy Ross. But yeah, that was awesome until we lost.
Terrible game, but yeah.
Who else? I'm forgetting to forget somebody. He produces the podcast. Oh yeah,
Kid J.
Thank you for producing the podcast, Kid J. Always crushing it every single day. So thank you so much to you for producing the podcast, and thank you to your Rams for losing every week.
Yeah.
We also appreciate that. So yeah. Thank you to the Rams. Yeah. As you continue to lose, our draft pick gets higher. Unfortunately, Stafford will be back this week, but Cooper Kupp is out for a while.
Yeah.
So.
Cooper Kupp. Yeah, shout out Cooper
Good news
Kupp.
For my fantasy team because I have Allen Robinson just sitting there waiting for Kupp to get injured to become the number one receiver. Bad news if you're a Rams fan. But good news if you're a Lions fan. Because it's still crazy that the Lions draft pick one season after the Rams win a Super Bowl or no.
Yeah. Lions are
a
Super Bowl hangover.
Here we come, baby.
Yeah. So thank you, everybody, for listening. We greatly appreciate you listening. We really do. Especially, you know, you grind through with us here. The ups and mostly lately downs of being a Lions fan, but there is a lot of ups. And when you drink into Kool-Aid, the ups are even greater than ever. So thank you, everybody, for listening. And last but not least, as always,
go.
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, 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 go hard, win the game. With honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain, a Lions victory.
Go!
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.